Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Let's Talk Ferrella. Today is Monday, January 31st, and I'm coming at you with a podcast that I let you guys choose. It was between Law of Attraction or more conspiracy theories that, in my opinion, are not so theoretical after all. Today's story is gonna be about the lost city of Atlantis that isn't so lost after all. And new evidence today has surfaced that proved that the lost city of Atlantis actually existed. Crazy, right? I mean, not as crazy as me telling you guys that the Earth was hollow. I mean, Admiral E. Byrd was real. He discovered it. He got a reward for it. Look him up. He's in your history books, whether you're taught about him or not. He was a real person. A gigantic supercontinent was found under New Zealand. So, had its own atmosphere, mountain ranges, everything. I mean, hey, just because media is not talking about it doesn't mean it's not real. But let's get back to the lost city of Atlantis. I'm going to hit you guys with some history about it, where the story came from, history about Atlantis, history about the people, the destruction of Atlantis, and I'm going to end it off with the origin of Atlantis today. The city might not have been underwater like cartoons and media proclaim, and it definitely wasn't an island. It was in all places where all beautiful things come from. Africa, baby. But hey, I'll leave that to you to decide. I'm gonna just give some history and we're gonna get into this. The city of Atlantis was found, whether you believe it or not, and I'll let you guys decide. So, what is Atlantis? Atlantis is a society that has been completely hidden from the earth for thousands of years, where civilization so advanced lived that if we had evidence of their civilization today, it would rewrite our history, religion, and pretty much the staples of what we think is society today, based on the advancements of their civilizations hundreds and thousands of years ago. Okay? And anytime scholars are asked about the history of Atlantis, the only thing that is publicly given is the statement that Atlantis was a mythical place and that it never really existed. But as of today, new evidence has surfaced that proves that Atlantis was real, the location and its whereabouts, and the destruction. Just how this podcast is going to go, new evidence has surfaced that proves all that. Why you guys don't know? It's because the media doesn't tell you about it. It's because they're not allowed to, which proves you only know what you're told. So, be optimistic. Let's play devil's advocate, okay? And if you're sitting there thinking, why wouldn't the government share it? Why would they? If it's extremely advanced technology, why would they share it with the public? Come on now. So, the history of Atlantis, the story of Atlantis, came from Plato. You guys all know who Plato was. He was an ancient philosopher of Greece during the 800s. What's even crazier is that the history of Atlantis was written by Plato's uncle six generations before him, who apparently went to ancient Egypt, met with ancient priests in the Pyramid of Neith, where he spoke about the civilization of Atlantis. Because come on guys, besides the Library of Alexandria, ancient Egypt hieroglyphics is the world's oldest recording text known to man. And Plato's uncle, the keeper, Mr. Father History himself, traveled to Egypt to meet with this man, okay? Plato's uncle was also a lawmaker in ancient Greece, in Athens at the time. Mr. Father Time. Pretty much, like I said, he traveled the world. He went to other countries, met with people, met with different scholars, and took all their texts back to the Library of Alexandria for recording. A lot of history that Plato was able to get from his uncle came from the ancient Egyptians, like I said, in the Pyramid of Neith, Plato's uncle lived about, six generations before him. Plato was about 800, so it was about 400 BC is about the time that he went to Egypt. What the Egyptians heard of the arrival of Father Time, they were ecstatic because they wanted the history of Atlantis to be kept so that we can learn about it today. And it's like, okay, if it's so mythical, why did Father Time go to ancient Egypt? They entrusted him with this information. It ended up in the ancient Library of Alexandria, and it's in movies and TV and everything we see today. Like, regardless of what you may believe or not believe, this all came from one man who heard it from his great-great-grandfather six generations ago, okay? At the time, Atlantis, and all this is from the priest in the Pyramid of Neith, because I don't want to be all over the place. This is in Egypt right now. I'm talking about father history. He's in Egypt right now with the priest in the Neith temple, okay? And he's describing as, Atlantis was a powerful kingdom on the coast of Africa. On the coast of Africa, meaning right above Libya, where Libya is. And at the time, it ruled over certain parts of Asia and Europe. The kingdom was described to have three alternating rings around the kingdom, alternating between land and sea, land and sea. And the kingdom was in the center, believed to where, what's his name? Poseidon? Yeah, Greek god. Yeah, that's where he was believed to have lived. Okay, look, I'm not saying all this is straight factuals. I'm just going to give you some information and let you decide at the end, okay? The first ring of the kingdom is where they practice religion and sacrificial beliefs. The second ring of the kingdom was not only surrounded by water, but it is where the kingdom kept its military, its horses, its ships, armory, and its supplies for its soldiers. Also, this is where the townsfolk would take boats to nearby islands, trade works and goods. So pretty much the second ring was where they kept everything for the military and where the people would use like their boats to travel around, okay? Third ring is where the kingdom was and where the soldiers stayed and lived with their families. At the time, the third and most inner ring housed about 20,000 soldiers. And the most furthest outer ring is where like the people lived on the outside of the second ring, pretty much. Just to give you a brief description on like a quick visual, like imagine the Target logo, three bullseyes type thing. At the time, Atlantis was only 4. Sorry, I took a lot of notes. I'm trying to not to get all over the place because I always feel like I'm all over the place. So I'm trying to not read ahead. So at the time, Atlantis was a kingdom that was only like was not full of advanced people at all and was only born of earthborn primitive humans until the god Poseidon came down and began to interbreed with the women in this island of Atlantis. And when he began to inbreed with the women, he birthed a set of 5 twin boys with blonde hair and blue eyes. Okay. This was the first case of blonde hair and blue eyes. Whether you believe it or not, Athens, Greece, where Atlantis derived from, is where the origin of Blue Eyes came from. Coincidence? I think not. That's just a little knowledge nugget I threw in there. And at the time, the only law that Poseidon had for his kingdom was that none of the boys should ever bear arms against each other. And if they ever did bear arms against each other, the other boys would have to come in. Also, all their nearby lands was pretty much their allies. And this was all during the time that King Poseidon lived and his sons all ruled the kingdom, okay? When Poseidon got older, however, Atlantis decided to wage an unprovoked war against the remainder of its territories. Remember, I said Asia and Europe. So it decided to overtake Asia and Europe. And at the time, Athens, Greece was the only ally of Asia and Europe that wanted to stand a chance against Atlantis and its military forces. Athens actually won against Atlantis in this war and won over the slaves that Atlantis already had and helped the people from Atlantis tyranny, meaning in Asia and Europe. This is when they became divided. And y'all, like I said, I'm not saying none of this is facts. I'm just hitting you with some information. Judge it how you want. So again, after Atlantis attacked Asia and Europe, and Athens felt like they had to get involved. Athens, Greece, at the time, was the smallest militia, got involved, and they actually beat Atlantis. The craziest thing happened was literally, I'll give you more information. I don't want to get ahead. But right after the war happened, a gigantic catastrophic event known as the Young Dryer event happened, and the earth began to shake, Atlantis began to crumble, and a gigantic mass flood came. Okay, I'm not gonna get ahead, I'm gonna give you more information. Just come along with me. So now that the war is over, Atlantis is destroyed because they went against Poseidon's rule, never to go against arms of his allies' countries. It did anyway, got destroyed, okay? But check this out. Now it's time to really connect the dots on all that was just the story of Atlantis. Just a story, just a brief history, whether you believe it or not. That's the history that TV, cartoons, comics, whatever teach you about, okay? But before Plato existed and told everybody the history of Atlantis and said it came down from his grandfather six generations before, there was a Greek scholar by the name of Herodotus, and he lived 30 years before Plato was even born. And at the time, he was also recognized, coincidentally, as Father History in ancient Greece. How coincidental is that? But unlike Father History, Plato's uncle, this guy traveled the world collecting maps. And he was a master mapsman, okay? So this man lived 30 years before Plato, 30 years before the year of Atlantis ever existed. This man was a master mapsman. And when he created a map of Africa, his map showed off the coast of Africa, where Libya is today, right off the coast, where Atlantis would have been, where the Eye of the Sahara is, also known as the Rakat structure in religious beliefs. This is all names for Atlantis. Look it up. Believe me, I don't give a fuck. You made it this far. You're vibing, okay? Like, Let's keep going. So, Herodesius, 30 years before Plato was born, created a map that showed Atlantis. Not Atlantis being all flourished in water, but where in the eye of the Sahara is, shows he depicts three gigantic rings right off the coast of Africa. If that's not coincidental, I don't know what is. And Herodesius was a real person who was a maps man, was in Greece. He did create a map of Africa. It did include an early picture of the Eye of the Sahara. Also, right after Pangaea shift, the obvious supercontinent. So regardless if you want to believe the history of Atlantis or not, these are real documents that exist. Herodesius was a mapsman in Greece, father his history, made a map of Africa with Atlantis on it. 30 years later, Plato comes on the scene with a story passed down six generations. So let's assume his grandfather also lived during that time with a story of Atlantis. Coincidental? I think not. I'm just going more in depth into what history won't tell you, okay? And right at, this was the first ever depiction of the Eye of the Sahara. The Eye of the Sahara wasn't discovered again over ancient, I wouldn't even say ancient Africa. The Eye of the Sahara wasn't discovered again by us until 1959 by the Gemini space rover that was going around the world during its rotation and took the first photo known to man of the Eye of the Sahara. So in 1959 is the first time we got a picture of the Eye of the Sahara, but this man who lived 30 years before Plato, the first man to come with the story of Atlantis, already drew a map of it. Like I said, conspiracy theory or some real shit. Let's go. Let's keep going. And matter of fact, for the folks who may not believe this, this is what I'm gonna just say to sheeple, the non-woke, okay? Because those who believe don't need an explanation, and those who don't, no explanation will suffice, okay? This is what your regular information will tell you how the Eye of the Sahara was actually formed. Pangaea, the supercontinent we all know existed. When Pangaea shifted and the tectonic plates broke apart, there was apparently a shift where a volcano was supposed to submerge, but apparently the volcano collapsed into itself, forming the Eye of the Sahara. The gigantic blue iris with three rings over Libya in the east is exactly where a volcano was supposed to form and didn't. Like I said, conspiracy theory? I don't know. But another thing is, for the people who need real valid information, because you guys need validity, here's something else that I found. So now, if that Pangaea effect doesn't suffice enough, think about this. Think about how Plato's grandfather lived six generations before him, okay? And six generations before him is when he went to ancient Egypt to meet in the Neith Temple to get history about Atlantis. And at the time, the priest said, at this time, it's over Atlantis. At the time Plato's uncle went, it's 9,000 years since Atlantis was in existence. And at the time he went to the Neith Temple, it was only 3,000 years, okay? So we can assume on history's knowledge that Atlantis probably kind of sort of existed over 11,000 years ago. And like I said, after Atlantis attacked its ally cities, Asia and Europe, a gigantic something happened that destroyed the entire city of Atlantis that caused it to fall in the ocean and break apart, right? You know what happened? That history will tell you? Atlantis, 3,000 years ago, something happened where it got destroyed in the night. You know what happened 3,000 years ago? What I say earlier, the Younger Dryas climate catastrophe. Younger, like Young Thug, but younger, okay? Dryas, D-R-Y-A-S. Look this up if you guys need more validation because you don't believe nothing I say. Like I said, believe it or not, doesn't matter. You made it this far, so you must be fucking with it, okay? 11,000 years ago, during the time Atlantis was supposed to be in existence, the Younger Dryas climate change event happened. And what happened during this event is a bunch of comets pretty much came into Earth's atmosphere. Some imploded, some didn't, some hit the Earth, some destroyed within the atmosphere, pretty much wiped out 75% of the world's mammals. So, like I said, assuming Atlantis and all this war did take place, any history are proving would literally be destroyed because the Younger Dryas effect did have the Younger Dryas climate catastrophe did happen. 75% of the world's mammals did get wiped out, and this is an event that history has recorded. So, coincidental? I think not. And something else that is kind of crazy is, if you guys don't even believe in that, Plato's Journal describes Atlantis as having mountains protecting it, protecting the kingdom from the east, and the north side of the mountain was open to the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, just like the Eye of the Sahara has mountains behind it guarding it from the east. And the north side of the Eye of the Sahara opens up to the ocean, okay? I'm just saying, coincidental? I don't know. Rakat structure, Eye of the Sahara, whatever you want to call it. I call it the Lost City of Atlantis because, you know, I'm just saying. Another crazy thing to really take into consideration is that the Eye of the Sahara has a glowing blue eye to it. Think about what I said, how Poseidon came down, had had kids with pretty much human women, birthed five sets of twin blue-eyed sons, and you meaning to tell me the city where Atlantis is not only represents an eyeball, but it's a blue eyeball? Come on, y'all. I'm just saying, I'm giving y'all more in-depth information than any motherfucking scientist will. Give me my motherfucking PhD and stop hating. But I'm not done. I'm going to give you a little bit more information and then I'm going to wrap it up, all right? But another thing to take into consideration is not only the thing about the mountains, think about all you guys, if you have your phones in your hand, tablet in your hand, whatever, this is another knowledge nugget. Think about how the Eye of the Sahara is a blue eye and the front of it faces the ocean. The back of it, the east, protects the kingdom. Okay, those are the Atlas Mountains. That is the Atlantic Ocean. Another thing, if a gigantic flood came that destroyed a kingdom off the coast of Africa where Libya is today, think about how West Africa is all beautiful, green, luscious, jungle. And at east where Libya is, where Atlantis is, where a mass flood could have happened, is all desert, all water, all dead. And all I'm saying is,
if a mass flood happened from the ocean, what do you think it would bring? Sand, right? Gigantic sand dunes litter the entire east coast of Africa. That makes a lot of sense. You know what can grow under sand? Vegetation, life. Also, another fun knowledge nugget. The whole eye of the Sahara is littered with seashells, clams, things that can only be found in the depths of the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, the eye of the Sahara is 30 miles off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. All I'm saying is that's too far for water to reach. How to get there? Probably a mass fucking flood. Goddamn, I got a dry ass throat. But before I get out of here, another crazy ass knowledge nugget that'll support the whole thing. Think about this. Years later, this is after Greece, after Rome, after Father Time, Plato, everything. The eye of the Sahara is chilling. It's 1959. This is like, I want to say this is probably like post-World War II. So after 1959, we finally discover it. Obviously, you guys know Adolf Hitler was a piece of shit. But this man was really, really obsessed with the conspiracy theories that we think are theories today. He definitely did not think was theories at all back in those days. And one theory that he believed for 100,000% was a fact was the location of the Eye of the Sahara was the actual location for the Kingdom of Atlantis. Check this out. This is after the war. He sent soldiers to the Eye of the Sahara to collect a sample. And these soldiers went to North America at the time to conduct a whole bunch of experiments on pregnant women. At the time, this is like 1959, 1960, they conduct experiments on pregnant women and young boys from the sample that they got from the Eye of the Sahara. And guess what? Brazil, till this day, has the highest population of not only twin boys, but blonde hair, blue-eyed twin boys. Coincidence? Conspiracy? I don't know. It sounds a lot more evidential than Google will tell you Pangea shifted apart. A volcano was supposed to form. It didn't collapse into itself. I told you the rise and fall of the kingdom, the description of the kingdom, who ruled it, the name, the fucking what his kids looked like, gave you real knowledge, real in-depth evidence. I just now want you to think, when you think of Atlantis, think about Plato the scholar who is in history, that history does teach you about, how it came from his uncle, and a man by the name of Herodotus that lived 30 years prior, already had a map of Africa with the remains of Atlantis off the coast where the Eye of the Sahara is, and we didn't discover it till 1959. All I'm saying is, I feel like I gave you more evidence than motherfucking history. Give me my flowers. This was the conspiracy theory on the lost city of Atlantis. I feel like I found it. I feel like if you guys look it up, you can obviously tell that it's three rings and it's bright fucking blue. Okay? Brazil does have the highest population of blonde hair, blue-eyed boys. The same description of Poseidon's sons when he birthed half-god babies that was blonde-haired and blue-eyed. And the Eye of the Sahara looked like a big blue eye. That's all I'm saying. And another fun knowledge nugget was Poseidon gifted his sons the ability of foresight and the ability of clear vision after they fought each other and tried to destroy each other over greed. He realized that they were blinded. Fun fact, people with blue eyes need glasses. I don't know if it's a conspiracy. I'm just saying, It's a hell of a motherfucking coincidence. I hope you loved this episode. I did make it last minute, but I try to give as much information as I could. Hope you loved it, because I had cotton mouth making it. And next week, well, on Saturday, I don't know yet. Actually, I'm going to be interviewing a sneakerhead. See you guys then. Happy motherfucking Monday. Enjoy your night and watch Euphoria. Peace. Buy my NFTs.